Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today we are talking about everything from the Supreme Court nominee to new partners for both Uber and Snapchat. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, July 10th. You ready? Let's do this. The decision has been made. President Trump picked Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh as his nominee to become a U.S. Supreme Court Justice. So who is Judge Brett Kavanaugh? USA Today reports he's 53 and experienced. He served on the second most powerful court. He used to be an aide to President George W. Bush and was one of Justice Anthony Kennedy's clerks. Remember, he's set to replace Justice Kennedy, who is retiring soon. Kavanaugh is also described as a conservative. In fact, Bloomberg reports if the Senate confirms him, this could be the most conservative Supreme Court we've seen in generations. President Trump said, quote, "There is no one in America more qualified for this position." But critics either say he's too much of a Washington insider or they worry about how he'll impact rulings on abortion and gay marriage. Of course, Kavanaugh still has to get the Senate to confirm him, and that is not guaranteed, but he is on his way, so stay tuned. Today is the deadline for infants and toddlers under 5 years old who were taken from their parents when they crossed the U.S. border to be reunited with their parents. The AP reports about half of the 100 or so children covered in this court-ordered deadline will actually be reconnected today. Remember, a federal judge ruled that all the families separated when they crossed the border illegally in recent months must be reunited within 30 days and within 14 days for those children 4 years old and younger. Well, it's been 14 days. So today, the government says 50 to 60 young children and their parents are set to be reunited and then set free in the U.S. until their immigration cases go to court, which, by the way, can take years. So what about the other children? Well, the Washington Post says either those kids haven't been matched with their parents yet or the parents haven't been cleared to take custody. Still, the judge seems pretty happy there's been some progress and more should get figured out at another court hearing today. President Trump is heading to Brussels today for the NATO meeting starting tomorrow. And as Britain prepares for the meeting as well, it's dealing with its own issues. NBC News says Britain's foreign secretary and two others quit this week over issues about Brexit, as in a plan for the UK to leave the European Union. Boris Johnson is very pro-Brexit and apparently didn't like how Prime Minister Theresa May was handling the whole thing, so he said, "I'm out." It means other Brexit supporters could try to challenge May's leadership role, but her spokesman said she won't leave without a fight. In the meantime, she meets with President Trump later this week. To be continued. The third rescue mission is underway in Thailand to try and save the final four boys and their soccer coach that are still trapped inside a flooded cave. They've been there for more than 2 weeks now. Already, four boys were rescued on Sunday, and divers rescued another four yesterday. So far, the operations to get them out have gone pretty smoothly, and all eight of those rescued are reported safe and getting checked out at the hospital. Although last week, one diver did die while bringing them supplies. But now divers will go get the final four boys and their coach. CBS News says rescuers have been taking the strongest boys out first to make sure the plan worked.
Two divers have been assigned to each child to help them get through those narrow passageways of the cave, because this is not an easy operation. The boys are 11 to 16 years old, and their coach is 25. They were exploring the cave after practice a couple weeks back when heavy rains flooded their only way out. As of early this morning U.S. time, the third rescue operation is still developing, but we should expect an update sometime today. All right, some other things to know today. Nissan is dealing with a scandal. The BBC reports Nissan admitted to lying about car exhaust emissions tests in Japan. At this point, though, it's not clear how many cars are affected and whether it was just cars in Japan or if this impacts cars made outside of Japan as well. The situation doesn't sound quite as bad as what Volkswagen did when it cheated on emissions tests. Remember that? VW created software to cheat the system. But so far, it seems Nissan was just running the tests pretty poorly. It's still not great for the reputation. And this isn't Nissan's first scandal either. The Wall Street Journal reports Nissan recently admitted to problems with inspection procedures. That led to more than a million Nissan vehicles being recalled last year because they had to get inspected again. Well, this next story probably isn't too big of a surprise. Uber just invested a bunch of money, $335 million, into a scooter-sharing startup called Lime. Bloomberg reports Uber plans to add Lime scooters to the Uber app as a transportation option and add the Uber logo on Lime's scooters. By the way, Lime works by letting customers rent scooters that are scattered around cities and then leave them on the sidewalk for the next person to pick up. So far, Lime is in 70 cities in the U.S. and Europe. It's clear Uber wants to offer all different types of transportation on its app because, remember, both Uber and Lyft recently bought different bike sharing companies. So we'll see how Lyft reacts to the whole scooter thing and if it teams up with a new company as well. Say goodbye to plastic straws at Starbucks. The company says it has a plan to get rid of all plastic straws at its Starbucks stores across the globe by the year 2020. Instead, CNBC reports, Starbucks will offer either strawless lids or straws made by other recyclable materials like paper. Remember, Starbucks is headquartered in Seattle, and Seattle, just this month, started banning businesses from using single-use plastic straws. A similar ban goes into effect in the UK and Ireland next year, and other big US cities are considering it as well. So it seems Starbucks wants to be ready. Reports say Snapchat and Amazon are teaming up on a project that has a codename Eagle. TechCrunch reports it's all about visual search. So the plan is for you to be able to use Snapchat's camera to press and hold on an object and identify it using Amazon and other partners. Or you can scan the barcodes and it'll take you to options to buy products on Amazon. If this feature rolls out and Snapchat actually gets kickbacks for some of the products people buy on Amazon with the feature, that could mean another way Snapchat can make money. It looks like Microsoft is getting back into cheaper tablets. The Verge reports Microsoft's new Surface Go has a 10-inch screen, a kickstand, and a similar design to another Microsoft tablet, the Surface Pro. But the Go is cheaper, at $399. The Surface Go is available for pre-order starting today. It ships out in August. And that's it. Thanks so much again for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And of course, I love it when you share the Newsworthy with your friends. If you want to read more about any of the news stories mentioned in today's episode, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com. From there, click episodes and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.